Okay, Kyle, thank you. I am here with Abby Vicencio, whose son Mateo is a patient at Clinical Pediatrics at UHealth. Abby, why did you choose UHealth to take care of your son?
It's a great question, and thank you for having me tonight. It means a lot to be here and for a family to share Mateo's story. We actually didn't choose UHealth for his care. We were sent to UHealth. I was in my 7th month of pregnancy, and our son developed a cardiac issue. And we were told the only place that could care for our son was UM Jackson. So we were sent to UHealth, and we were met with a team of comprehensive, diverse academic scientists who are really responsible for the clinical care that happens every day at UHealth.
What is your mission for coming here tonight?
Well, it's incredible. Our son was born as a premature baby with cardiac issues that then evolved to pulmonary issues and kidney issues and eye issues. And across the board, our son Mateo was a patient of UM Jackson for the first month of his life, living there every day. And anybody who's had a baby who's gone through any health crisis knows just how important it is to feel trust and expertise in the clinical care that you're receiving, and there's no one better than UM Jackson. So for us, after the first month of time being a patient at UM at the NICU and having best of the best care, survival rates that are extremely high comparatively in the nation, our son was still treated for multiple issues over the first 2 years of his life, but now he's outgrown everything. He's totally healthy, happy, and a four-year-old little boy who's he's been raised to give back. So we've taken it as a mission for our family. We questioned in the moment why this happened to him, why this happened to us, and there's really no other answer than to say it happened to us because I can do something with it. I can honor his survival. And that's the only way we could make good on the circumstances that he had to really fight through to live.
You talk about the trust and what great doctors you have. Someone is listening who is going through a tough situation. Why should they choose UHealth?
Well, I think it's a great question and a great point, because we all living in Miami have heard so much about Jackson and the University of Miami. And honestly, so had I before I was pregnant, and I never expected to have an issue. My son, his clinical condition evolved literally from 1 week to the next, and there was no precondition to suggest that he would have any of the health issues that he had. But things happen in life. So as a community, we need to support the resources. We need to do our part. And really, as I said, academic medicine is very, very important to clinical impact that happens in our community and access to care. So again, if you can pay your way and pay for your clinical services, great. And if unfortunately you can't, then you still have access to care in this community with UM Jackson. And that means a lot to me, and that means a lot to our community to have a strong, healthy health system that cares about the community. So again, academic medicine, access to care, and diverse, comprehensive approach to medicine, it's a win-win. So today we're asking folks to dig deep and figure out a way within their own family how they can give. So we've started an initiative called You Give. Again, that means something different for every family, but we ask you dig deep, look in your heart, look in your pocketbook, and see how you as a family can give of your time, your energy, your spirit, or possibly a car seat, but give.
Abby, such an incredible story. Thank you so much for being here. Kyle, back to you.